call this meeting to order at 1:30 for the HESCA meeting. This is just a meet and greet type for the members to meet each other and share what their goals are for this committee. And we don't have any testimony coming, but if someone wants to say something about what they would expect from this committee, we'd be glad to hear it. I do want to say this, that it's been a long time coming, because my 6 years over on the Senate side, well, one of those years I was in the majority, my first year in the legislature, and the 6 years over here, I've been in the minority. So it's been a long, long time coming for me to chair this committee. I wanted to chair this committee for a long time, and I'm glad that I have that opportunity, and I'll try to do the best that I can. And in the meantime, I would like to hear from our members that I have present at this time is Senator Elton and Senator Thomas, myself, and Senator Cowdery. I'll give you time to sit down. Dyson, thank you for coming. And at this time, I sort of like to hear from committee members on some of the things that they like to see. This is pretty much where I ask this question: what is important? What is most important? You know, investing in our children. What's more important than investing in our children? And I have that attitude that there's nothing more important than investing in our children, and I hope that we will conduct ourselves in that light as we do our businesses for health and social services issues and education. I'll give Senator Elton a break, because he just got through speaking to another group, so he's probably tired of talking at this point. So the floor is open to any other members of this committee. Senator Cowdery.
Yeah, I was looking at some of these bills, and I have not really studied them. But one that come to got my attention, well, as I understood it, the Senate Bill 28, where the overtime for registered nurses, is that the one that if they have to work, they got to pay triple time? Is that a volunteer?
You know, I'm going to have to call on my aide. And would you take the seat?
Yes, Tom Obermeyer, aide to Senator Davis. The bill will not change the overtime laws under the Fair Labor Standards Act. It's still time and a half, but there were penalties built into the bill that would allow payment of, in the case of penalties, triple time in each one of the sanctions that escalates with each additional problem with a provider if they knowingly violate the law.
And
does the nurse have any say if they work overtime or do not?
Oh, absolutely. They and there are some cases of what they call mandatory overtime that seems to be somewhat existent in the state system, particularly at API, where people sometimes have to work because there's no one else. But in each case, if it's felt that that particular person feels that she is either putting the patient at risk or herself is not safe or able to continue, then she can request to step out of that situation and then not have any reprisals against her for doing so.
Well, I read it wrong or understood it wrong. I was of the opinion that if they needed somebody to work overtime, they certainly couldn't force to take time and a half, but they could automatically get triple time. So is that right?
No, the triple pay only relates to a sanction that has been drafted to permit the state to penalize a provider that deliberately and, or I should say knowingly, violate the law and require these people to work when they say they shouldn't or they don't want to. And there's no penalty at all for the first citation, but then it goes up to $500, all the way up to $5,000 to $25,000 with repeated offenses. But in each case where a person's been required to work against their will, then yes, there is a triple pay provision in it.
Senator Cowdery, before that bill would come to you, we would have our package put together in the sponsor statement and have all that information for you at that time. We did not plan to discuss any bills per se today. It's more or less to get a feel for the issues that you think that we should be addressing and also give you an opportunity to look at the bills that have been assigned to this particular committee.
Yes.
And any things that you think that we should give priority to or something that you'd like to see done that. And I do want you to know that we will be getting a lot of people to come and give us overviews so that we'd have a pretty good understanding of what's going on in the education social services areas. So we'll just go to anyone else if you have some other. Did you give everybody a list of this, of the bills? Okay. That might not be a good, bad thing to do.
That this one?
Yes.
The ones that's in your committee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Senator Elton?
Thanks, and thanks for giving me a little bit of a break. I want to begin by saying that I was startled, and I'm looking at Senator Dyson. I can't remember candy in front of me when I arrived last year. I kind of like this.
Things are looking up.
I mean, one of the things that I think has been good about this committee, and it happened when Senator Dyson was chair, and I know it's going to happen when you're chair, is that there's going to be a broad-ranging discussion that really is focused on getting to the nub of some of the problems. And I'm especially interested in the healthcare issues. I think that, and I would define healthcare as far beyond discussions that we might have, for example, on Denali Kid Care. But hopefully taking a look at what's happening in some of the other states like Massachusetts and California, where they're trying some new programs that not only get to cost containment, but, you know, broader access to healthcare providers. And so that's something that I'm very interested in. And while I've got the opportunity, just introduce two staff people from my office. Kristen is going to be doing a lot of the health and social services stuff for us, and will be here at the committee meetings. She is a product of Juno, and I mean, there are some people that I introduce as products of Juno, and there are other people I don't, even though they may be a product of Juno. But I'm very proud of this product of Juno. At the turn of the century, she was valedictorian at Juno Douglas High School. She's graduated from the University of California system and has returned to Juno, which we're always excited about. I mean, it's very easy for young people to leave town and then not come back. Last year, she worked at House Records and has segued over to the staff this time, and she's going to be an asset not just for me, but hopefully for other committee members also. And then with her is Joanne, who we look at as a staff member, although we don't have to pay her. She is part of the university internship program, and she's going to be of special use in my office, and I hope that other committee members can feel free to talk to her as well, because she has a background in service providing to some of the challenged population here in the state of Alaska. So both of them will be helping me and hopefully will be a resource to the other members of the committee also. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. I'm sure that health care is something that all of us are interested in. And after we've heard from everybody, I'm going to throw out some of the things that I'd like to do and some of the ideas that I have. And now we'll hear from Senator Thomas.
Well, realizing that we all
all are dealing with budgets. After recognizing that, I believe education is certainly a way that we're going to solve some of our problems. So that's a big item to me. And I believe that the pre-kindergarten is an important issue, because I think we realize that now kids do learn a lot earlier and are capable of learning a lot earlier anyhow, and that we need to take advantage of that opportunity to get them in school and keep them in school. Also, vocational education, I think, is a big item. I think that's, along with the arts and sports, and you know, you have to find something that keeps kids in school, and I think that will do it for some. Not all, but it'll do it for some. And in the long run, keeping them interested and keeping them in school keeps them out of some of the other problems that become extremely costly after a while. Courts, probation, prison, those types of things. So it's a little bit of prevention along the line, I think, is another one of those old sayings that's so true, a little prevention goes a long ways. And then, of course, health care is a huge and growing problem, and that one is going to be real difficult, especially when you deal with budgets, and this committee's budget is about a third of the state's budget, I think, if I'm correct anyhow. So that'll be a tough one, but I hope that we can get the folks here before us, that we can address the issues and try and find solutions to the things, not just the simple solutions by cutting people off, which seems to be oftentimes what's the pattern or the path that's taken, is just cutting this service, and that takes care of the problem. It doesn't take care of the problem. It pops up someplace else. So that's in a nutshell what my interests are anyhow.
Thank you. Would you like to have something to say, Senator?
No, I think you got a good bunch of bills here that we're going to take some work on, but I think that with my good staff to help me along on it, well, we'll deal with it.
If I may.
Yes.
I forgot to introduce my staff member who will be taking care of this work for me. And that's Joe Hardenbrook, for those of you that haven't met him anyhow.
Okay. I guess I should have, in the beginning, asked for people to be introduced, because I don't even know the name of the individual that's going to be working with my HES committee.
My name is Sam.
Yes. I'll be looking forward to that. And for those that don't know it, Richard is the committee aide for HES for me. And he's been around for quite a while, but this is his first chance to have an opportunity to chair this committee or any search committee. So we'll need all the help that we can get, but I'm sure that we'll get the job done. Senator Dyson?
My chief of staff, Wes Keller, is sitting over there in the corner. Been with me, I think, 7 or 8 years, and very involved in issues that have come before this committee in the past. And I'm interested in health care issues. I think that the federal government has just done some more things to make health savings accounts and consumer-directed health care more viable, perhaps, and I don't understand what they've done this time, and I've gotten some hints from the administration that this administration may be more interested in consumer-directed health care, and I've always been interested in the issue of our state employees having their benefits be portable, so that whatever they have invested in, their employer has invested, could go with them if they choose a different job or a different place to live. And it just seems to me to be a fairness issue. I don't know if we'll ever get there, and I think that'll be contentious in the bargaining process, but I don't know how to argue against people having a right to take with them the benefits that they've helped paid for and accumulated over the years, and the argument that we've got to keep them nailed a chain around their leg and nailed to a specific job or we'll lose them seems to be a bad policy, a bad way of keeping and attracting good employees. And I am very interested in preventing children getting into trouble, but I'm even more interested in apprehending those who exploit them. And we desperately need more people investigating crimes against children and helping the victims of those crimes. And I'm hoping we can help to nail more of the bad guys out there, and there are lots of them. We still lead the nation in child abuse, child sexual abuse, prenatal alcohol poisoning of children, teenage suicide, particularly in males in rural areas, and I don't know what gets to be more important for us to do than those issues. Dead kids dead a long time, at least in my worldview, and I'd like there to be less dead kids in our and profoundly traumatized kids in our communities. Sorry for Joe. It's my one song.
Well, thanks for the comments, and there are many statements that you made are things that many of us are concerned about. I do want to share with you, everybody seems to think that we should be doing something in the health care area, but nobody's really sure exactly what we need to do. I had an opportunity during the summer to go to a workshop where the state of New Hampshire, Massachusetts presented their health care plans. And there was some talk about the California one at the same time. And what I'd like to do, if it's of interest to the committee, is to, we won't be able to bring those people up to present those, but there were some people said that they'd be willing to volunteer some time to meet with other states and go through some of their programs. If I can identify some of those people, I'd like to bring somebody up to at least go over some of the full state funding that they have put in place. And I'm particularly interested in Massachusetts and what they are trying to do in California. And NCSL could be helpful with us on that. There's a Women in Government also that's involved in the health care issues, and they might be willing to provide an expert to come up for us. And if you're interested in that, I'd like to set that up. In the meantime, one of the areas that I think that we can work on is the fact that everybody talk about we need to do prevention and do prevented things to keep us from having to pay more money on the backside of the issue. But nobody's really doing anything about it. I thought maybe just one thing that we could do that would not cost any money is to put together a resolution, and I spoke with the Commissioner of Health and Social Services, and she's interested in it. I haven't spoken with anyone else, but I've had one of my staff members working on looking around at other states to see some of the things that they might have put forth in form of a resolution. And that would be one thing that we could make a committee bill, and the House Chair of Hess is also interested in it. And so we'd like to move forward with that. Should you have any ideas of what should go in that resolution, be glad to get that information, and hope that within the next month we can bring forth a bill that we could look at for possible resolution on preventive care. And the other thing that we're going to do, we're going to have someone to come and give us an overview of the No Child Left Behind, and I think that's going to be coming next week. We're also going to do the foundation formula over again. I listened to that in the Education Committee today, but since none of my committee members is on that Education Committee except myself, I feel that we must have it also here for us. So many things are going to be repeated, but they are worth repeating. Yeah. Even if you did pick it up on some other committee's report, we need to bring them back. So if there's any overviews that we might miss or something that you think that we should be doing, feel free to contact me, and I'll see what we can do to get it on our schedules. I really don't have any other issues that I need to bring forward. I do want to say that I'd like for my members to be on time, and I hope that we would be timely in what we are doing, and go about our business and shop in the times allotted to us. Unless there's some real reason why we should not do that, I would expect you to be here at 1:30, and we'll try to start at 1:30. I was so anxious to get started today, I thought we was one, so I was over at the luncheon, and I told them I had to go because I had a meeting. I was all the way over here in the building before I realized that it's not 1 o'clock, it's 1:30. So I didn't want you guys to see me sitting up here from 1 o'clock. So I did turn around and go back to my office, but I am anxious to get started, and I hope that if any of you have any bills that you want to bring before us, that you're preparing them and getting ready. As you can see, I haven't bought anything for it. There are a couple of my bills that will come through the HES committee. The one other issue that I wanted to just sort of ask, there are some education bills that I think that went to the education committee, and I think they should also should come through us. And I hate to hold bills up, but if you have an opportunity to look at some of the bills that's been assigned to the education committee and feel that there would be a need that those bills come through this committee, I'd like to know that. Because after all, we are the standing committee. The education committee is a special committee. It's there for 1 year. And actually, I just believe that any bill that has something to do with education should come through this committee also. And I haven't had an opportunity to talk with the president of the Senate concerning that. But even though she might have given two or three committees to those bills, she might want to reconsider it, or she might, from now on, any other bills that would be going to education, she'll see that they go also to the HES committee. And maybe you don't have that concern, but I just want to toss that out there and see if you might want to look at that and consider if you think we should request that. And if there is nothing else to come before us, we can consider ourselves adjourned at 5 or 2.